Sean, let's just jump straight in. I'm going to go a little out of order based on my show prep here.
Okay.
But the Smithville Stadium stuff, it's taken Chalkway a couple days. He had to figure out exactly how he wanted to say it, but he finally, in fact, did get around to blaming it on, in fact, racism. Here's a story from WABT. It looks like the cigar shop is planning to go ahead and move out of the Smithwills. Now, you know, I got a lot of thoughts about this. Don't go thinking they're just great, amazing Jacksonians, and they're just taking one for the team here. I got some suspicions behind this. Here's the story on WABT this morning.
This business here behind me is planning to close its doors for good here at the park in hopes that will allow the stadium to continue operating without any problems in the future. But Mayor Lumumba, on the other hand, says that this legislation here is yet another power grab made by the state.
The month of June, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary here at Smithville Stadium. After our 10-year anniversary ending with the Soul City Smoke Fest, we will move from this location.
Churchill Smoke Shop, operating on the parcel of land under legislation scrutiny, is packing up to leave the Smithville Stadium grounds. And according to the Hank Aaron Sports Academy CEO Timothy Bennett, it was their idea.
It wasn't just the Atlanta Braves calling me at midnight saying, what's going on over there? It was Churchill Smoke Shop saying, what is it that we can do to make this go away?
While Bennett admits that he doesn't know if this will make the issue go away, they wanted to make sure there were no discrepancies in their contract, truly because they want to continue the legacy Smithville Stadium has offered for the past 50 years.
We want to make sure that everything we do is about inclusion. For the first time in a very long time, the kids at Grove Park, the kids at Level Woods, the kids all over Jackson have a place to play, and it's Smithville Stadium.
The legislation, or House Bill 1983, signed by Governor Reeves, is this year's bond bill. It includes money for projects around the state. But at the end of the bill, it directs the Attorney General to take all legal action to revert ownership of this parcel of land back to the state. Mayor Chokwe Antar-Lumumba calling it
Here it comes.
Descending and racist.
Oh, there is
a barrage of attacks on the city of Jackson. Not only do we not get the resources we need from the state, but continuously we're fighting to protect our airport. We're fighting to protect our water system. We're fighting to protect now Smithville Stadium.
Sean, why do you think they're constantly having to fight to protect those three things?
Because of incompetence?
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what I'm going to go with.
The airport, a disaster.
Is it, though? I don't know. It's so long ago when that happened. I guess I can't remember what the number. Kingfish ran a really good series about this back then, and I just don't recall.
Why don't we just go out there?
Yeah. I mean, I've never had a bad experience at the airport, I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I've not had a bad experience because, you know, the airport's not responsible for the Southwest counter.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're not responsible for the customer service. God forbid if they were. Have you ever tried to do business with the city of Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But just like the fact that it's basically a ghost town out there.
Yeah, it's not like a. I mean, not a hustly bustling airport, but we also are in a small market. I don't know. You know, I don't know enough about airports about how that works.
Trust me on this one. It's a disaster. Obviously, the water's a disaster.
Yeah, that's what I take issue with. And when he says the resources we need, I'm like, what more do you want the state to do? They gave you a police force. They gave you a new water fix the water plant. I mean, what else? The state needs to hire a garbage service too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's let him get to the crescendo here of calling it racism.
The legislation indicates that the land was deeded to the city in 1944 under the condition that it is used for park purposes only, given why Churchill has decided to leave, because they are not a park purpose.
It's vague. I don't even know if it is an issue. It's so vague, but it's just not worth risking the license and everything he's got going with Major League Baseball for the city of Jackson and the state of Mississippi.
Bennett says he won't take a side between either the city or the state. But on the other hand, Mayor Lumumba says that if it comes down to litigation, they plan to fight this hard, just as they fought other things in the past.
Sean, have they won anything that they fought?
I don't think so. I know the Fifth Circuit just ruled in the airport thing. I think they dismissed it. Because they said that the airport commissioners had changed, and then they tried to amend it. I'm not sure the status of that. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
So I thought that it had something. I thought there was a quote here. about Chakwe saying it was racism. They said that he said it was racism. I guess they decided to clip it out. Kingfish has got a link here where it quotes the mayor as well. Of course, blaming it on racism. Let me pull up that real quick. Legislation. Yeah, he said. Mayor Lumumba called the legislation paternalistic and racist. Paternalistic. That's the first time I've ever heard that word used in a sentence.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm going to be honest with you.
Maybe there's a pattern of.
Is there a pattern in the state saving the city? I think there's a pattern of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there seems to be a pattern. I got this question about the Smith-Wills thing. And I'm sure, look, when we're talking about the city of Jackson, I'm sure they've messed something up. I think we all agree that, you know, we can't name one thing they're doing well. So, but I will say this, if the state's using the bar as the excuse, there was the left field lounge there forever. I mean, so what's the difference? That's my only question.
Well, and I'll just say this, the city was black ran then.
Yeah, it was.
And the state let them get away with it for 10 mm-hmm. plus years. So they've been getting away with this
right.
for 15, 16, 17, almost 20 years. You can look at it like that, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that way.
I mean, it wasn't like there was white people running the city then, and no, somehow it was like some racist curveball here.
I mean,
the blacks got control now, got to close down the left field lounge idea.
Yeah, because I remember that was like 03 to 05-ish, 07, it was open those years.
You know, let's just say 03 to 10.
Yeah, it was open
somewhere in that window there, because it was when I had 105 downtown.
No. And I've been to Churchill many times. One of my friends is a part owner in there. He's a lawyer, and I've always had a good time there. I've not noticed anything, but I haven't been in several years.
Well, and let me tell you this. He talks about he's going to just close it down in June and find a new location because he wants to do his part to help them keep the thing out there. I'm calling BS on that. You know, no successful business owner is going to close down without a fight. Either his lease is up or it ain't making no money.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
or they came to him and said, "Hey, you got to go, and we're going to make it right over here with one of our other abandoned properties, and we'll do something together."
Is that same?
We'll make you whole.
Yeah. I mean, no. I think you're probably right about that. He's not just going to say, "I'm going to shut down my super profitable business and without a fight, with some sort of fight." If I'm just going to move. His move may be just closing down. I mean, it could be. I hope not for his sake, because they're good people over there.
Yeah. This ain't about it. I don't want to sound like I'm beating them up. I'm just saying, if we're using common sense here. And I did hear the other day, I don't know if they have a liquor license there or not, but I heard the other day, and I want to throw this with a big air quotes in the studio, allegedly, but it was a pretty good source, and you know, he's not just throwing stuff out there. I don't think they have a liquor license. I think they have a beer permit, and they're letting people BYOB, and they were possibly serving. I think they got a citation for serving liquor without a license the other day.
Okay.
Because there was a thing in Kingfish's article, or in the comments, somebody was saying, well, the state's issued them a liquor license, you know, so that's basically the state co-signing on them being there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, the state, if they got cited for serving without a license, they didn't have a liquor license. They have a city-issued beer permit.
Is that the way that works? You don't need a state license to sell beer?
You just got to have your tax ID number.
Okay.
There may be a little permit from the state for beer that you get at the tax assessor's office, but, you know, I forget exactly. I know there's a city beer, you got to get beer clearance from the city.
Okay.
Directly.
That parcel there where, you know, the Crawdad Hole is and then I guess the Ag Museum is right around there. Is that the same parcel or how does that work?
That's state owned and the state can do with it as it wishes.
Okay. So the state owns all that, but is it all like considered one parcel where like that there's a bar exclusion or park exclusion?
I'm assuming there's, I haven't looked at the line, but I'm assuming that the city, when they gave it to the city of Jackson, they said, parks only.
Okay.
And the state owns what it owns, so it can do as it wishes with it.
Right. So like the parcel that Smith Wills on is just the park parcel, and then where like the Crawdad Hole is something else.
State parcel.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe they rent that. I know George's Catering has the Museum Cafe, which is right there in that same little strip with the Crawdad Hole.
Yeah, sure.
And they rent that from the Ag Museum.
Okay.
Which would be the state.
I mean, I'd be honest with you, man. It does seem a little messed up. I mean, if they're going to allow those businesses and you got one there, you know what I mean? And then we had Left Field Lounge. I don't know. I can see the city's argument here.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't. I mean, they broke the rules.
Yeah. It seems unfair, though. Why is – I mean, so there's a bar, which Crawdad Hole is basically a bar. I mean, it's a great place. You go there all the time. And then, you know, there was bars on that site for years, you know, nobody complained about. So, I don't know. That's
well, when you're holding youth ball tournaments,
yeah,
and it smells like a marijuana farm.
Now that's a different issue, I think.
Over there, allegedly, you know, yeah. And there's stuff going on.
I mean, that's about policing the area, I think, and like being compliant. I'm with you there. They should do that. They shouldn't allow like drug users hanging out, you know, when there's kids and all that kind of stuff.
But, well, that's the problem with marijuana, right? It's people that smoke it on a regular basis don't consider it even legally or illegally. Let's just say it's illegally if you're doing it outside at a bar, on a patio.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at it like that. It's just it's hashtag for the culture.
Yeah, and you know you're right because there's a like. I've always it's been pretty clear. I'm a fan of edibles and all things marijuana. I hate it when you go somewhere and somebody's like driving by you in the car and it smells like, you know, they're smoking out. It just seems trashy. You know, you can smoke at your house. Like, that's fine. Like the rest of us.
I don't have a problem. Frankly, I don't have much of a problem with drug use at your house as long as it doesn't affect me. Teach your own. I caught unmitigated hell one time for posting a video of a guy riding his bicycle up and down the frontage road, all banged up on heroin. And a buddy of mine filmed it. White guy. And he done fallen over there in front of the Jaguar dealership. My mm-hmm. buddy pulls over, he's filming and says, "Hey, buddy, you know, and people are, "Oh, how dare you? How dare you post a picture of somebody in their worst moment?" Like, he got banged up. And when I say banged up, I mean he banged heroin.
Yeah.
And decided to go out in public. I don't care about you when you decide to leave your house. When you're in public, it's like when I see the meth zombies in Jackson at gas stations fighting, screwing, whatever else. If you'll do it in the middle of a public parking lot or on the street, mm-hmm. it's free for all. It's fair game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess my point being, so I didn't mean to go down that jump down that rabbit hole.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I don't care what you do in your house. It's none of my business.
Sure.
But when you decide to bring it into a public sphere, mm-hmm. it becomes all of our business.
Well, that's where I'm saying the part that I do agree with you on is like I don't, you know, I obviously have no problem with marijuana. I think it's better than drinking. You've never heard of somebody like beating their spouse when they're high. Like that's not, you know, so there's so many different things, but that's another issue. But I think somebody sitting outside smoking pot when there's kids out there in the ballpark, that I don't like. You know what I mean? I don't think that's just. I don't like them sitting there, you know, getting all drunk either in front of the children. I mean, that just seems like, okay, you keep that inside or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and look, I wonder why we're bringing this up. It's because the rumor is that the particular state legislator that went down there and that kind of kicked all this off took his son to a youth ball tournament there in the Smithwills adjacent area. And there was some kind of wild party going on over there. And there was a strong smell of marijuana, all that stuff. And he just said, hey, there's no reason this should be around youth sports.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be for youth sports, this whole nine yards. And, you know, it's a youth baseball stadium, and you got people over here allegedly smoking marijuana, all this other stuff, busting down blunts at a cigar shop. I mean, it's not a hard puzzle to put together.
Yeah, and see, that argument I get. Like, if they were just like if it was just a bar where everybody's inside, like, you know, like a sports bar by the stadium, and there's not, you know, like that kind of thing going on, I think that there probably wouldn't have been a complaint.
Because I'm guessing, since you're not allowed to smoke inside property, inside the city limits of Jackson, I don't care if you call yourself a smoke shop or not, you had to have a patio, right? It's got a patio.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it does. If I believe so.
Because otherwise, then you're breaking city ordinance smoking inside.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a smoke shop or not, you're not allowed to smoke inside.
Aren't you a lot of smoking inside cigar shops and stuff?
No.
Okay, I mean, everyone you can, though.
Well, they're breaking the rules.
You're
not allowed to smoke inside a building in the city of Jackson.
Okay. I didn't know if there was, like, an exception for cigar shops, because everyone I've been into, everybody smokes inside. I'm sure anyone that goes to them, there.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Into the Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. This segment is brought to you by Acme Pizza and Daiquiri's, located right out there at Fannin Mart on the Riz. Go see our very own, WYAB's very own, Chip Matthews. Never thought I'd say that. Of course, Chip's got his show here every Monday and Tuesday, coming up here at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10, right after today's Clay Edwards show here. Chip will be on the air. I believe you'll have Timothy Jenkins and Lindsey Beckham in here with him. Those have been the consistent co-hosts for this affair, but that's every Monday and Tuesday. Anyway, get over there, Acme Pizza and Daiquiri's, Fannin Mart on the Riz, best pizza in Rankin County, open from 4 p.m. to midnight. They got 12 different specialty pizzas, 9 different frozen daiquiris, dynamite balls, Got to try the Dynamite Balls. Shout out to Jonathan Beard and his wife, restaurant owners, food truck owners. They went over there last night for his wife's birthday and raved about how good it was on social media, posted pictures of all the food. And that's from one restaurant owner to another there, giving props, talked about how great the Dynamite Balls were. You got to try them. It's pulled pork wrapped around some cream cheese, rolled in some type of batter, deep fried, then drizzled with some barbecue sauce, some sweet baby rays. You can't miss it. Yeah, you can't miss it. You can't go wrong with the Dynamite Balls. Give them a try today. Acme Pizza and Daiquiri's available on all major food delivery apps, 4 p.m. to midnight. You get that late night hunger pains get you. Maybe you ate one of those edibles Sean was talking about. Can't quite get to sleep. Hit up the Acme Pizza and Daiquiri. Don't drive. No edibles and driving. No, you can, in fact, ask Angelique Lee. You can, in fact, get a DUI non-alcohol.
That's so funny that people think that, like, now that marijuana is legal medically, that, you know, you could drive still.
All right, so just clarify one thing. You can, in fact, operate a smoke shop. I was wrong. I had no problem admitting when I'm wrong. If you have a ventilator in there, you can, in fact, operate a smoke shop. Yeah, I don't care for smoke shops. I hate the way cigars smell. It's not my thing. I ain't a hater or nothing like that. It just ain't my thing. I don't want to smell it. To each their own. But you can, if you have a ventilator, you can have a smoke shop, which I did not know that, because next time I open up a nightclub, I will just put a ventilator in there and allow smoking inside, which I hate smoking too, but I understand. Have you ever dated somebody that smoked?
Yeah, I mean, I used to smoke about 15 years ago. It's been a long time.
Dating somebody or being married to somebody that smokes is absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
Because they will spend all of their time out on a patio away from you. And at home, hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you're out in public, it sucks. You're sitting at a bar by yourself. You're sitting at a booth by yourself, a restaurant, whatever. And they're outside chugging away. Like, you know, you can't get through 1 hour without three cigarettes.
What also drives me crazy is when you're with people that smoke and they want to sit outside at a bar in the summer. And you're like, they're like, it's not that bad. I'm like, it's 95 degrees. I'm not. I have one really good friend, hope he's listening, that does this all the time. He says, it's not too hot. I'm like, it is. You can sit outside.
The person I was about to name just text Corey.
There you go.
And he said, hater. Yeah. Oh, man, we used to go to the Bulldog or everywhere else and had to spend the whole night outside. In his defense, he would usually buy our drinks to sit outside with him to smoke. So I can't really, really complain too much.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a good trade-off. Depends on what month. I don't know if it's worth it in July, but
July, I mean, let's just be July through September. It about ain't worth it.
Yeah. I'd pay for my own drink, Clay. I'm at that point.
Touche. Yeah. Touche. All right. Shifting gears. While we're talking about Jackson, we'll just hour two, guys, we're going to go heavy, heavy, heavy Trump, Cohen, Biden. We got a lot of national content. We're going to hit hour two. But right now, let's go to something I really should have talked about yesterday, but I'm glad I got Sean here to do it today. Did y'all know that Jackson – well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We ran over really bad that first segment. Let's stay on course here. Let's take a break. When we come back, Jackson Public School students, only 54% of them can read above a third grade level or something to that extent. It's bad, especially when you see the schools around it. It's really bad. But are we really surprised? I, for one, am not. We'll be right back.